This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have poured onto the streets of Brazil's biggest cities to protest against President Jair Bolsonaro's handling of the COVID-19 crisis and to call for his impeachment. In Rio de Janeiro, people carried placards with the faces of loved ones who died from the disease. Protesters rallied in several other cities, including Salvador, Belo Horizonte, and the capital, Brasilia. Bolsonaro has repeatedly refused to use lockdowns and other tough measures to prevent the spread of the virus. He once mocked COVID-19 as a little flu and said his opposition to lockdowns is designed to protect Brazil's economy. According to Johns Hopkins University, more than 16.3 million Brazilians have been infected with COVID-19. More than 459,000 have died from the disease. The actual numbers are believed to be much higher. French President Emmanuel Macron said Saturday France will strive alongside African nations to vaccinate 40% of the continent's population by the end of 2021. Reuters' Megan Ravel reports.
France will strive to help vaccinate 40% of Africa's population by the end of the year, French President Emmanuel Macron said on Saturday during an official visit in South Africa. He pledged to invest in boosting the continent's production of COVID-19 vaccines. Macron said Africa made up around 20% of the world's need for vaccines, but only 1% of production. He reiterated support for waiving intellectual property rights for the vaccines, a move also supported by the United States but opposed by Germany. France plans to deliver 30 million doses to Africa by year end.
That's Reuters' Megan Ravel. This is VOA News. At least four people, including two university lecturers, were killed and several others were wounded when a roadside bomb struck their bus north of the Afghan capital on Saturday. The incident occurred when the bus they were traveling in was hit by an explosive device on the road in the city of Charikar, the capital of Parwan province, according to an Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman. No group claimed responsibility for the incident. Roadside bombs, small magnetic bombs attached under vehicles, and other attacks have targeted members of security forces, judges, government officials, society activists, and journalists in recent months in Afghanistan. Two gendarmes and a police officer died in a jihadist raid against the major town in southeast Niger near the Nigerian border on Saturday. A statement from authorities said rebels of the Islamic State West Africa province, armed with machine guns, stormed Difa aboard 15 vehicles. The army pushed back the attack and three rebel bodies were found. Seven vehicles were destroyed, and the army recovered rocket launchers, a mortar, and a large amount of ammunition, as well as mobile phones, drugs, syringes, and other items, according to a government statement. Jihadists have attacked Difa several times since 2015. In May 2020, intense fighting broke out between the army and jihadists near the Dushi Bridge that links Niger with Nigeria south of the city. In European football, Chelsea won the Champions League for the second time as Kai Havertz scored a goal in a tense 1-0 victory over Manchester City in Saturday's final in Porto, Portugal. Havertz rounded Ederson to score 3 minutes before halftime. It was Chelsea's third win over Man City in 6 weeks. Because of COVID-19 restrictions, only about 14,000 fans watched the match at the 50,000-seat stadium. British newspapers are reporting that Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his fiancée Carrie Symons married Saturday in a small private ceremony in London. Johnson's office declined to comment on reports in the Mail on Sunday and The Sun that the couple wed at the Roman Catholic Westminster Cathedral in front of a small group of friends and family. The 56-year-old Johnson and the 33-year-old Symons, an environmental campaigner, announced their engagement in February 2020. They have one son together, one-year-old Wilfred. And Gavin MacLeod, the veteran supporting actor who achieved fame as sardonic TV news writer Murray Slaughter on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and stardom playing the cheerful Captain Steubing on The Love Boat, has died. He was 90. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.